From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. By the end of the week, Massachusetts may have a new senator to take the seat of the late Ted Kennedy. State lawmakers today okayed a plan to allow the governor to appoint a temporary replacement. That senator would serve until a special election in January. It's an approach Senator Kennedy proposed just before he died. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
With a state legislature that's overwhelmingly Democratic, considering whether to allow the Democratic governor to temporarily fill an empty U.S. Senate seat, it should have been easy. But the debate over the interim appointment has been among the most contentious and controversial in memory.
This just smacks in the face of everything that we've been doing for the last year and a half. The people are outraged.
Republicans like State Senator Scott Brown, who's running for the U.S. Senate seat in the special election, have called Democratic efforts the worst kind of political hypocrisy. That's because just 5 years ago, Democrats were on the opposite side of the issue. Back then, the governor did have the power to fill an empty seat, but it happened to be a Republican governor. And the Democrats didn't want a Republican naming a successor to Senator John Kerry if Kerry won the presidency. So Democrats took away the power and set up the special election. Now, with a Democratic governor back in charge, Democrats have changed their mind. Again, Republican Senator Brown.
It makes absolutely no sense. I just think it's bad government, and the people are outraged. They want their government back.
But when Republicans holler about playing politics, some Democrats, like Senator Stephen Tolman, shrug.
La-di-da. I mean, come on. Let's be realistic.
It's politics.
Politics is not a dirty word. Politics is what it is. You know what? I'm making a decision that I think is right, and that's what I'm doing, and let the voters judge me on that.
Other Democrats justified their change of heart, saying it would be wrong to let Senator Kennedy's passing jeopardize the health care legislation he called the cause of his life. Democratic efforts in Washington to pass health care overhaul may well hinge on the one extra vote from Massachusetts, because it would bring the Democrats to the magic number of 60, a filibuster-proof majority. Democratic State Senator Mark Pacheco.
It's like a big wrestling match. We do not want to have our state in the middle of that wrestling match with one hand tied behind our back.
Everyone from the White House to Senator Kennedy's widow have made calls pushing lawmakers to change the law. And Democratic Governor Deval Patrick says he would be ready to name an interim senator right away. He hasn't named names, but speculation is swirling around former Governor Michael Dukakis, who's particularly well-versed on the issue of health care and who won the support today of the Boston Globe editorial page. But Dukakis also drew some scorn from Republicans like Minority Leader Richard Tesey.
Good grief. A record of serving the state effectively, whoever wrote this was not living in Massachusetts in 1990 when the state was pretty much going right down the tubes. That's the last thing. I mean, it's like a talk about being stuck in a time warp.
Other names mentioned include former Democratic National Party chair and former Kennedy aide Paul Kirk, who's now head of the Kennedy Library in Boston, as well as Harvard Law professor Charles Ogletree, former state treasurer Shannon O'Brien, and former lieutenant governor Evelyn Murphy. While the governor is not saying who might fill the seat, he has said that person will have to promise to not try to stay in the Senate beyond the 4-month appointment. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.